Last month, a group of enthusiastic volunteers turned out to pick up garbage in the Elkhorn Slough National Estuarine Reserve. Rex Sanders reports the regular cleanups remain an unfortunate but necessary part of managing critical habitat.
A couple dozen people gather around tables piled high with apples, oranges, and home-baked treats in a parking lot. One woman is wearing boots, well-worn jeans, and a safety vest. She's also carrying a clipboard.
Hi, my name is Kim Hayes. I'm the stewardship director for the Elkhorn Slough Foundation. So the Elkhorn watershed is a very important place ecologically. Not only are we in the heart of the Monterey Bay here at Moss Landing and Elkhorn Slough, but it's the second largest coastal estuary in the state. And we have a real problem with illegal roadside dumping.
Twice a year, volunteers and staff fill a giant 30 or 40-yard dumpster with garbage from trails and roadsides. The most common thing they find is fast food trash.
Essentially, people eating fast food in their cars and throwing the trash out the window. That is so common. We see that pretty much every day in this watershed.
Margie Kay is a longtime volunteer at Elkhorn Slough. She's carrying a black trash bag, a long-handled trash picker, and yellow warning tape to mark potentially hazardous materials.
I live here in the Elkhorn Slough watershed, literally 5 minutes from this Elkhorn Slough Reserve, and I have been trolling up and down the roads for years, picking up the litter and trash, especially before it can get into the Elkhorn Slough and the waterways and stuff, and get down into the National Marine Sanctuary. We want to protect all the birds and the animals and make it look pretty for everybody who lives here and drives these roads.
Almost 10 years ago, she helped get these cleanups off the ground.
I pitched to the county in about 2006 that since coastal cleanup is such a, so many volunteers, people come out to do that, we need to have a day in Monterey County that we can also get people out and about, not just coastal, but all over the county to clean up their neighborhoods and parks and schools and wherever.
Every year they find something strange. One time at the bottom of a hill they found a safe.
I guess they got frustrated and couldn't open it. Somebody must have stolen a safe. And so we had to go down through Poison Oak, a steep slope, and bring it back up. And I turned it over to the sheriff's department.
Did you ever find out what was inside the safe?
No.
Kirby Park is a popular spot on Elkhorn Slough with a dock to launch kayaks and a trail along the shore. Five volunteers drive there to pick up trash, including Marisa, who grew up in Watsonville. In high school, she and her friends picked up trash in Ramsey Park while bird watching. Through her biology professor at San Jose State, Marisa found out about today's cleanup. Like the other volunteers, she's wearing a reflective vest and carrying a trash bag and trash picker.
So, have you been out here before doing
a cleanup? No, this is my first time. It's a beautiful place. I love it. I wasn't even aware of how beautiful it was.
So you like doing this kind of thing? You think you'll do some more in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I like doing it. It's good for the environment, and it's a good thing to do on this beautiful Saturday morning.
By noon, volunteers picked up lots of fast food containers, a set of living room furniture, and one waterlogged TV. They filled a giant dumpster with trash and several pickup trucks with recycling. They leave Elkhorn Slough prettier and cleaner for a little while. This is Rex Sanders.